Okay, so we're in the bottom of Nun Zion of a Beis. I think we should start actually a few lines in the bottom, like where the lines get wide. The second line there, Amr Ula, just to get us, because the whole rest of the Gemara is going to talk about this machlokas. So let's just read that quickly. We did some of this last time, but just to get our bearings. So where it gets wide and Nun Zion of a Beis towards the bottom, Amr Ula, and then we'll give us a running start. So Amr Ula Devar Torah Arusa Bas Yisrael Ochelos Betruma. So Ula says that an Arusa who's a Bas Yisrael, so she eats, if she's had Erisin with a Kohen, so she eats Truma. Shenamar of a Kohen ki ikna nefesh kinin kaspo. Right, so he's been a Hainami kinin kaspo. Right, he's married her. So once he has an Eved, an Eved eats Truma. So same thing, if he gets married, she eats Truma. Ma'ata Amru Eino Ochelos. And what's the reason why they say that she doesn't eat truma? Right. What's the concern? What was the concern? The concern was that once that she's going to be getting truma from his house and come back to her house because she's still living at home, so that would cause all kinds of problems. So ihachi giyazman velo nisu nami. But what about, if that's true, then when the zman arrives and she didn't get married yet, she also shouldn't be allowed to eat truma yet. So hasam duchta miyachidla, right? In that case, he gives her a specific place that she can be, so she's not going to come back and bring the truma back to her house. Okay, but eliyot, if that's true, lucky kon yisrael liyisrael lalecha b'truma. If that's true, then a person who is a harvester for a kohen, so shouldn't or kohen for Yisrael shouldn't a kohen who works as a harvester for Yisrael shouldn't lalecha truma shouldn't eat truma dilma aslamecha b'hadei. Right, maybe he's going to bring it to his, the employer's house and bring the truma there. So the Gemara there says, no, that's not a problem. Hashta mididi tu safle mididei achle. Now there he's helping the guy, but he's not gonna give his food to his employer. That's not gonna happen. So we're not worried about it. Fine. But Rishmor Yehuda Amar Mishum Simpon. So first reason we said that even though technically the Arusa Bas Yisrael should be allowed to eat truma from her new husband, and she doesn't because we know she's going to bring it back to her parents' house. But Rav Shmuel Yehuda says a different reason. Amar Mishum Simpon, concerned that she has some type of blemish that they're not going to uncover until later. See, Ihachi Nichnas Alechupa, and that's why. And if she would end up eating truma, and then he notices the Simpon when they get married, so that when they have Nisu, and then it's going to turn out LeMafreya retroactively that she never. They were never really married. She was eating truma, and she was a czar. So Gemara says fine. But ihachi nichnas alachupal v'loniv l'nami. So once they have nisuin and they haven't yet have tashmish, she also should be forbidden to eat truma. And presumably we don't do that. So answer the Gemara: no, mivdak badik la yahadir v'had me'al. No, what he does is he makes sure to have somebody check her before they get married. So and then he goes to the chuppah. So, so that's not a worry. Okay, Elameata Eved Kohen Shalakha mi Yisrael Olecha b'truma. If this is all true, though, then an Eved Kohen who a Jew purchases shouldn't be allowed to eat truma, right? The Eved of a Kohen who came from Yisrael should not be allowed to eat truma. Why Mishum Simpon? Because again, maybe you're going to find something out about him. He's going to have some blemish, and then it's going to turn out he was eating truma and he wasn't supposed to. No, simple ba'avadim leka. There's no simple when it comes to avadim, right? Why not? The idavra, it's something that is on the outside about him, some blemish on the outside. So hakachazila, you're gonna see it. If idigava, and if it's something that's hidden, the malacha kabai, right? So you have something hidden you don't know about. Who cares? He works for you. He's not. You married him, right? So he has something that he hides from everyone. So fine. So you won't even know anyways, and you don't care. Nimsa ganav okubius. This. What if you find out that he's a ganav or a kidnapper, so what happens? So he goes, then he's still considered you purchased him, and then it turns out that he's a ganav or a kidnapper. He's still, the purchase of the Eved still goes through. Why is that? So the presumption is because these are things that, you can assume that people are this way. These guys, so you're making an Eved, so they do these types of things. So it's not such a surprise. So Gemara says, fine, but Ma'ika. So then what issue would there be that would make this the kinyan of the Eved Batel, that you wouldn't again, the whole point is there's some type of blemish about him that would otherwise have made you go back on your original deal to purchase him. So, and then again, if he ate truma, it'd be a problem. So, and the Gemara listed mezuyin or muchtav l'machas. So, what if he was some type of violent thief or muchtav l'machas, meaning that he is look at Rashi says chata l'machas achet siva ligzor alav shiar hagenu kol motzo. Right, this is he's a wanted man. Right, so the machas wants him, and if the second they find him, they're going to kill him. So again, I probably wouldn't have purchased this person if I knew that the moment the machas finds out about him, they're going to execute him. So that's about no hanukala islu. No, if it's that extreme, people would even know about that. So even that's not a so Rashi says v'safar v'kibil v'kabil. So if a person knows that a person's like that, so that again he makes the acquisition, so he knew. So again, it's not that won't be considered a simpon in terms of an evan. Fine, but michti. Bottom line, bein lamar, lo achla. Whoever you are, whether you're concerned about simpon or whether you're worried about maybe she's going to bring the truma back and feed it to her family, right? Either way, she doesn't eat, right? You said she doesn't eat until there's nisuin. So by benayu, who cares if it's because of simpon or if it's because of shema she's going to feed to her family? So Gemara says, I'll give you three examples. Ibenayu, kibel, masar, vahalach. Three examples. The three reasons why, that would be nafkaminas between these two rationales for why the Rusa Basajal doesn't eat truma. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, kibel masar v'halach, kibel alav bal es hamumin, the simbon. Let's say the Baal knows about the simbon, and he's makabel, he accepts it, right? So the simbon leik lemechash. So I'm not nervous that she's going to that he's be worried about the simbon. He knows about it already, right? So if he accepted it, then you might say, oh, so she can go ahead and she can eat truma. However, but I still have the concern that she might bring it home and feed it to her family. So for kibel, I'm good in terms of the simpon question, but the shema tishke lachi lachosa, there's still a concern there. Masar, says Rashi, masra av l'shluchei habal, o shahachu l'shluchei av im shluchei habal. Let's say the father handed it over to the shluchim of the husband, or the shluchim of the father go with the shluchim habal. In that case, like lemecha shematishka lachi of lachosa, right? The halesin who gaba, right? If she's going off to a far off place, I'm not worried she's going to bring the truma back to her family. She's not going to be with her family, so that's not a concern. However, ikla mecha shle simpon, I can still be worried about simpon. Okay, in any of those cases, right, kibel would be he accepts the simpon, and masar v'halach if he's handed over or they follow with her. In either case, those two we're not worried about. Maybe she's infeated to her family, but we are nervous still that you might find a simpon. So that's why two reasons are important. And both of those reasons remain in play for why the Arusa Basajal doesn't eat truma until she's fully married. Okay. The Mishnah continued and said, Rabbi Tarfon Omer, nosin laha kol truma. So the Mishnah there, we had said, what happens when the Shnei Masar Chodesh are up? It's been 12 months since they had Erisin, and they were supposed to get married, and the time hasn't come yet, right? So in that scenario, what happens? So you start to give her truma. That's what we were talking about until now, right? Right. So the Mishnah said, "Higiyas man v'lo nisu ochlos mishalova ochlos shibetruma." And once the time arrives, now it's been 12 months, or however much time it's supposed to be. So then she eats her own, from her father's house, her own food, and she can eat truma. And Rabbi Tarfon Omer nosin laha kol truma. Rabbi Tarfon says you give her entirely truma. Rabbi Kiva Omer mechza chulen u'mechza truma. And Rabbi Kiva says you give her some and some. We're going to explain why that is. What is this machlokas Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon all about? Whether you give her fully truma or you only give her some truma. A lot of that question is going to revolve around what happens when this woman becomes a temeya. And she's temeya, she's not allowed to eat truma. How is she going to navigate that scenario? Especially because she's not used to being a kohenah, so she doesn't know exactly how to do that at times. We'll see, depending on whether she is or whether she isn't. So Amar Abaye, machlokas bebas kohen lekohen. Right, so Abaye says, this machlokas Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva about whether we give her totally truma at this point or we have to give her some truma and some chulin. That is a machlokas when she's a bas kohen marrying a kohen, meaning someone who's used to eating truma and now marrying a kohen. Abba bas Yisrael, a kohen, but if she's a bas Yisrael who's never eaten truma before and she's now marrying a kohen, divya kol mechza chulin u mechza truma. Everyone agrees you give her some truma and some chulin. Look at Rashi. Yeah, look at right here, just to your right. There's no in my government. There's no divrei maskil there even. It says bas kohen bekiyah he b'shmiras truma with a mochrab you made tumasa. So bas kohen understands right what it means to guard truma from coming tamei and what to do if she's tamei. So for example, if a kohen is tamei and can't eat his truma, so what does he do? He goes, all his money is from truma, all his food is from truma. People give him truma. So what does he do? He can actually sell the truma for chulin. Right, so if he's tamei, he goes out, he sells the truma, he gets chulin, he can eat the chulin. So a bas kohen would understand that necessity to do that. Right, but a bas yisrael ain't a bekiyah b'kach. But a bas yisrael doesn't know how to do that. So presumably part of the question here, and this is what we're saying, is that the machlokas about whether they get fully truma or not fully truma is only by a bas kohen. But if she's a bas yisrael who doesn't understand how to manage truma in the same way, we just make sure that whenever we give her food, we give her some truma, half and half, so that the times when she's tamea, she'll just eat the chulin, and the time when she's not, she'll eat the truma.
So if she's a Bas
Yisrael, she's permitted to eat truma now that the time's up. But the question is, how is she going to manage the times when she becomes tamea?
Do they have to give her chulin or ochon as opposed to some combination?
No, so she, meaning this, well, this machlokas about whether you give her half, but...
Is only for
Bas Kohen. But if she's a Bas Yisrael, the Kohen, the Yisrael called Mechza Chulin, Mechza
Shuma. Right, she would have to get at least a portion
in Chulin. Because we're concerned she doesn't really know what she's doing. And how's she going to get Chulin? She sells Shuma, how should she do that? We're going to see in a second more about that. But that's what Abaye is saying at this point. If I'm Abaye, Machlokas Be'arusa, Avaminesua, the Yisrael called Mechza Chulin, Mechza Shuma. And Abaye says also the Machlokas is only about an Arusa. But when she's a nesua, she's already married. So then again, divrei hakol mechza chulin u'mechza truma. Okay, so we're going to see. Look at Rashi about Arusa u'bas kohen again. So Abai makes two statements. One is that machlokas is by bas kohen, but a bas yisrael for sure mechza chulin mechza truma. And then, since we're only talking about a bas kohen, it's only a bas kohen. Abai says machlokas by bas kohen who's an arusa. But if she's a nesua, then again, even a bas kohen who's a nesua, mechza chulin mechza truma. Right? So the only real machlokas is bas kohen who's an arusa, according to Abaye. Right? If she's a bas kohen who's a nesua, for sure mechza mechza. If she's a bas yisrael, then in general mechza mechza. The only machlokas according to Abaye is when she's an arusa who's a bas kohen. Why? What's the difference? Look at Rashi. Barusa u bas kohen. If she's in Arusa and a bas kohen, the whole behima beis avia, tarach avia limkor truma, the chulin lemei tuma lefishehu raga b'kach. Right? If she's in Arusa, what's going to happen? So then we have she's a bas kohen. Since she's in her father's house, so her father will go and she's a tumea. Okay, no problem. We'll go. We'll sell some truma, get some chulin, and she'll be able to eat it. Right? When she's a tumea. Above in Yisua. Shenos in la baila mezonos bebesa. Right, we just mentioned before, right? That when she's in Yeshua, now she's in her father, she's in her husband's house now, right? So what's going to happen? Kagon masha ishto alyadei shlish. Right, let's say he gives her food through somebody else, right? Let's say they're not even like he's not the husband's not even around, etc. So she's kind of all by herself. So if she's in Yisrael, what happens? What do? We give her mechza chulin. Rashi says, "Lefi shekal kfura bas melech penima va'via va'achia einan etzlah she's asku b'tzarcheh." The assumption is a Jewish woman's a princess, and she doesn't have to go out into the marketplace and be and handling and selling her truma, etc. If she's at home, so her father, her brother will take care of her. But if she's married already, she doesn't have anybody else to do that for her. Presumably, even though she has a husband. But this is presumably the case where her husband's not around. So we're nervous, she doesn't have anyone else to help her. So there we for sure give her mechza chulin because we want to make sure that she's able to have chulin and not have to be the one to go out and buy it, purchase it for herself. Fine. And Tani, now back at the Gemara. Tani Nami Hachi, Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Nosin Laha Kol Truma. Again, Bryce says the same concept. Rabbi Tarfon says, we give her totally Truma. Rabbi Kiva Omer Mechza Chulin Mechza Truma, and Rabbi Kiva says no, half and half. V'medvay Mamurim. In what case are we talking about? Bas Kohen LeKohen. Again, we're talking about Bas Kohen marrying a Kohen. Bas Yisrael LeKohen Divrei Kol Mechza Chulin Mechza Truma. If she's a Bas Yisrael marrying a Kohen, everyone agrees that she gets half and half. And V'medvay Mamurim Barusa, and this is only true when it comes to an Arusa. V'Benesua Divrei Kol Mechza Chulin Mechza Truma. Right, but when it comes to, but again, it's only by Arusa. But if she's in Nesua, again, shall get half and half. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir Omer, Nosna Shte Yada Shal Truma, V'achas Shal Chulin. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir says, you give her double the amount of Truma, and only one amount of Chulin. So it's like two-thirds, one-third. Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Nosin La HaKol Truma, V'mocheres V'lo Kachas B'damim Chulin. Right, and Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you give her fully Truma, but she can go ahead and buy it on her, buy the chulin on her own. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Kol Makom Shehuskira Truma, Nosin La Keflayim B'chulin. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, whenever you give her Truma, you always give her double in chulin, which sounds the same as Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, right? Double chulin, and like two-thirds chulin, one-third Truma. So my benayu, what's the difference? So you can benayu tircha. The difference is whether you make her go ahead and purchase it or not. All right, look at Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Nosin HaKol Truma. Baby Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Tarfon, Ika. What's the difference? The Ila Rabbi Tarfon Savar Nosin La Truma Kadem is Nosav. This is Nosav. Rabbi Tarfon says you give her enough truma that she should be able to eat. Right? Va'afa vishim tzricha lechulin ubalim kor truma ein deme truma magian. Magiin likach ben chulin, right? Sharei yakarim heim mina truma. Chulin apparently is more expensive than truma, so probably because more people want to buy it. So everyone agrees that you give her, if you give her truma, the question is how much. So Rabbi Tarfon saying you give her whatever she needs to eat, right? Even though when she has to sell the truma, what's going to happen? She'll end up getting less chulin back, right? Shall call kofsin aleim. Everyone wants to buy chulin. Right, Rabbi Yehuda, no, just give you a little lesson in economics in Rashi, right?
They call it grossa.
Right,
he sells it at the lower price.
Right, so exactly. Right, Rabbi Yehuda knows not truma kashir shim bas likach mechta chulin lo tivchos min deme mechtes chulin. Right, so some say, so the other approach is, no, you give her more truma, so if she has to buy it, she'll end up getting the amount that she really needed to get in chulin. About Torah, Mechira Mutal Aleha Limkor Letita Tachas Chulin. Right, so meaning he might agree to give her more, but she's the one who has to go out to sell it. Right, and that's sort of the difference. Fine, and no, it's not like Truma Kiflayim Bechulin Kasava Lo Machochina La Mochra Beshaveha. And this approach says we don't make her go sell it. Ela Nosin La Truma Harbe. We give her a lot of Truma. Kadesha Tit Neta Bezul Vitimsa Lochin Harbe. So a lot of people want to buy it from her because she'll have so much and she'll be able to sell it cheap and get buyers. And Ika Benayas, what's the difference in these different opinions? Tircha. Ben Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Shimon, the difference between Huda and Rabbi Shimon is this question of whether we make her actually go out and do it or not. But everyone agrees that someone's gonna have to sell it so she can get Truma when she's Tamei. Fine. And because again, if you're a Mechsa Truma, Mechsa Chulin person, then you don't have to worry about that. But if you're a full Truma person, you have to worry about how she's going to acquire chulin. Okay, so then we talked about what happens if she's a yavama, right? So a yavam eno ma'echa b'truma, right? If he's a yavam and she's a yavama, so her husband passed away and she's waiting to marry his brother, so the yavam does not give her truma. Why is that? My time a kinin kaspa amrach wanan v'hai kinin de achifu, right? Where she's not kinin kaspa, right? She's not really yet at this point. Talked about this all throughout Maseches Yavamos, that the acquisition of the Yavam is sort of an extension of the original acquisition of the brother. So really, she was at that point until Yibam happens, she's still the kin and kaspa of her husband, original husband, and not yet of the Yavam, when she's just a Shomeris Yavam. So once they get married, it's a different story, but until then, he doesn't feed her, he doesn't give her any truma. Okay, Asasa Shisha Chadash and Bifnei HaBaal. So we talk about what happens if she spends 6 months. She had a erusin and they were ready to get married, and she spent 6 months with the Baal, but not the full time, right? So so the Mishnah said, "Asa shisha chadashim b'fnei Baal, shisha chadashim b'fnei Yavam." 6 months with the original husband before he died, and then 6 months in front of the Yavam as a shemeres Yavam. V'afilu kulam b'fnei Baal, chaser yomecha, even 11 months and 28 days, right, with the Baal, but not lacking one day, right? In front of the Yavam, oh kulam b'fnei Yavam chas yom echad, right? Or all the days in front of the Yavam, just lacking one day. So then, eino chelus b'truma. She doesn't need truma. Fine. So Rashi, so Gemara asks a question. Gemara says, Hashta b'fina baal amris, lo b'fina yavim mibai. You already told me this. Why are you telling me both directions? Right? That he wasn't enough in front of the baal or not enough in front of the yavim. It doesn't make a difference. The point is, she didn't have a full 12 months in front of either of them. So why are you telling me both? So it says Gemara zu ve'ein tzarech lo gemara zu katani. No, you're right. It's the language. It's the way the Mishnah sometimes writes is this scenario and I don't even have to tell you the following scenario. They're both really true, but it just kind of makes it to make it totally clear. It does that, but the truth is, it doesn't. It's true. It's not really necessary that we included both sides of the coin there. Fine. And the Mishnah had concluded zu Mishnah Rishona. This is the original halacha, right? This idea for getting paid. That when the time arrives, she should eat truma. But Lamaisa, the Bezdin said, the Bezdin came later and said it's not true that she doesn't eat truma until she's comes l'chuba, right? So Gemara says, well, my time, why not? Meaning, if that was the original din, the original halacha was that she should, once the zman arrives, I get it that until now we said just erisin, she doesn't eat truma, right? Because of shinpon and maybe she's going to. Feed her brothers and her etc. But now once they, the time has arrived. Why now at this point doesn't she eat truma? So Amr Ula v'yitain Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Mishum Simpon. So it says in some say Shmuel Bar Yehuda. No, we're still worried about Simpon at this point. Still, maybe at this point they haven't yet been together. So until she goes to the chuppah, we're still worried about Simpon. So Bishlam Ula Kamayis Hashem Yimzugula Kos Bebeis Avia Ubas Rais Mishum Simpon. I understand going to Ula, maybe you'll say the original din, well, she doesn't eat truma. Why? She's going to bring it back to her brothers, right? And now, the Zman arrives, you still don't allow her because of Simpon. Fine. But Ella Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Kamaisi Mishum Simpon, or Basraisi Mishum Simpon. But according to Shmuel Bar Yehuda, both reasons are because of Simpon. Initially, when they have Erisin, no, you can't give her truma because of Simpon. And now later, when the Zman arrives, you also can't give her because of Simpon. What's the difference? My benayu. And it's the Gemara, Ike benayu bidikas chutz. Mar sabar bidikas chutz shma bidika, umar sabar bidikas chutz lo shma bidika. So what's the difference? The difference is somebody else checks her, right? Rashi says bidikas chutz shabatka biyad krovosav. Right? That someone else is going to, check her out. One holds that bidikas chutz is enough, meaning in the first, the original approach, which says, look, when she's first in, just in Arusa, she doesn't eat truma. That's because, because of Simpon. The assumption being, eventually there'll be another bidika later, and that'll be enough. The second approach says, no, even once you get to the Zman, that we're already at the point you're supposed to get married, still she can't eat truma. Why? Because whatever that original bidika was, someone else checking her out, that new bidika, say, oh, someone will check her before they get married, that's still not enough. Well, still not enough until the mamash have nisuin, and they'll be together themselves until they're really going to know for sure. Okay, fine. So we'll stop here, and we will pick up with the Mishnah tomorrow.